It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on composting. No, composting is not another form of high-tech blogging. It's a new program, at least for Sausalito, that was recently approved by the City Council to recycle more waste material. I am joined today in the studio by Ray Gerges, a Sausalito resident and member of the Sustainability Commission, and Greg Christie from Bay City's Refuse Services to discuss the whys and the wherefores of composting. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for inviting us today and for bringing up this subject that we're going to talk about. The commission has been very interested in advising the public on the subject and encouraging to participate, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, Ray. Now, Greg?
Yes, I want to thank you, John, for inviting Ray and I here today, and we're really looking forward to talking about the program. It's been a long time coming for Sausalito, and it's nice to get a little bit of information out there so everybody knows what we're doing.
So my first question is, why are we deciding to compost?
The Sustainability Commission actually decided to try to introduce this into Sausalito over 2 years ago because it was being addressed throughout the county already. We worked on this for a period of almost 2 years now, and the first time we introduced it to the City Council of Sausalito was on October 4th. When we officially introduced the subject to them. The reason overall for doing this is because the County of Marin several years ago realized that the landfills were filling up, including our own, and that it was time to reduce loading that landfill. As a result of that, it was decided to introduce programs by which this could be achieved.
Ray, is Sausalito the first city locally to institute composting?
To the contrary, we're the very last one in the entire county of Marin. Over 2 years ago, the other cities in Marin County had already begun this program, and so by far we are the very last. The city and county of San Francisco not only has such a program, but it's much more ambitious and energetic than anybody in Marin County. In that city and county, it is mandatory that this be done.
So, Greg, when will we start composting?
We're looking to start the program later this summer. The original target date was July 1st, but because of the options that we have available for the toters, and we're trying to still narrow that down a little bit, we know what the first two are going to be. The third option that we'll have for everybody is a little bit more difficult to come by, but we've actually have that figured out now. And the delay in the ordering or getting the order here may push us back into August, but for any reason that it's delayed beyond that, it doesn't really matter because there won't be any additional charge and inconvenience, we hope, for that.
Once we begin composting, Greg, how often will there be pickup?
Well, currently the green waste program goes every other week, but really it's twice a month, and there's a schedule that's put out, and a lot of people find it very confusing because we try to send out the schedule with the bills, and it just seems to be an issue from time to time. Like the month coming up, we're going to have a dead week, and there's no pickup, and then everybody's out. But now program will go weekly, it's same day as your regular garbage service, and you'll just set out and with no need to worry about what the schedule is, and we'll just get a regular weekly pickup. And it's also because there may be food scraps mixed in, it's a kind of a health code requirement. Well, it is a health code requirement that material that's collected weekly needs to be disposed of in a weekly manner.
So, Greg, I take it that yard waste, like leaves and branch cuttings, will be included in that green waste.
Yes, that's correct, because actually right now it is green waste right now, and you're just going to be adding your food scraps to that green waste. You don't really want to differentiate between the two, because it's going to be one mixed up thing, and you can have a separate container for that if you wish, but it's best just to put the food scraps in the container with the leaves and branches if you're currently doing that, and that will help out. And the containers that people will be given, help out with keeping down odors and animal scavenging, because they have a tendency to be less cumbersome than garbage cans, because they have attached lids, and so let's hope there'll be a little benefit from that too.
Greg, I got to confess to you that when I finally get around to yard work, I tend to fill like 6 or 8 of those brown craft paper bags. Now I just have one can?
John, I'm glad you asked that question, because that was something we struggled with. And actually, the Sustainability Commission had some questions about that too. We were asked to find out what the other communities do in Marin County and how they approach that once they have a program, because from our standpoint, everybody else already had toters or carts and a program in some fashion that went weekly. We were unusual because we had what was described as an unlimited program that went twice a month. Now you'll get carts. You'll actually be given one cart, and then if you need a second cart, we'll be providing that, and you'll be allowed an extra bundle. So in a sense, you're going to have 4 to 5 cans that can be taken. But given in consideration of what everybody's been doing right now and the scheduling of gardeners and people having their desire to put out a certain amount of material, there's not going to be any additional charge. There was a discussion about a charge, and there was an outline in the original staff report that the city did. But after talking to a few residents and understanding more and understanding some of the concerns the Sustainability Commission had, there won't be any additional charge. So you can set out as many as you want and not be charged. The only thing that may be a problem with the bags is I was hoping that we could include the bags within the compost program and we could just take that. I mean, there may be a downside from that because people use those bags and want to reuse them. But the compost facility, really, they could take them, but they would rather not have the big bags in there, because when they shred them up, then they have an issue where that blows around. So we could take the bags if people wanted to, but I think to save people money, we would just continue to dump out the bags. And if we came across a bag that was no good, then we'll throw it in with the material.
Greg, what are you going to do with all this compost?
Where we currently take it right now, they accept food waste, and they have for a while, and it'll just be another extension of what we're doing. It's not really an inconvenience at all as far as how to get rid of it. It's just we'll have to. The green waste now actually becomes a new category called food scraps, because once you mix the two together, it can't be green waste. Green waste is slightly cleaner than the food waste, and it's maybe a better product as far as value that the landfill or the place where you take the disposal facility would take it. But it'll all be going to the same place as the garbage and the green waste, but now it's just a new commodity called green waste. I mean, food scraps.
Will composting cost the residents more?
Yes, it will. It's actually an addition of current services. So our job and the whole thing was to come up how we can fit this into the program. And between adding 2 more weeks, well, it's actually 28. We're doing 24 pickups right now. We're going to be doing 28 pickups. The trucks we have right now are a little older, but they're spare trucks. And the gentleman that does the route right now, or the persons that do the route, are not full time, because it doesn't require a full time person. So all that's bumping up. We have to get a new truck to replace an older truck that's doing it. You can get a full time man now. So yes, there is costs associated with it, and we're looking at about $3.30, I think it was, additionally, that a typical resident would pay for one 32 gallon can. And we think that that's a pretty good deal, because we now have to have the toters, and that was a big expense, because before we didn't have toters in Sausalito. We just had everybody set whatever they wanted out, and because the recycling program doesn't have a toter, we're also including a toter for recycling now. So you'll get a toter for garbage and toter for food scraps and a toter for recycling, and it gives an overall cleaner appearance to it. And every study that I've ever seen has indicated that once you give people a toter for a cart for recycling, the recycling numbers increase. And you don't get any better material, you just get more material, and it's another source that they can get rid of their stuff a lot easier. And that becomes, with the convenience, becomes a big plus.
Forgive me, Greg, but what's a toter?
Now, I have to be careful, John, when I say this, because toter is actually a brand name for the original carts that came out. They're wheeled containers that have a fixed lid, and they're 65-gallon sizes and 32-gallon sizes, and that's what we're going to be providing everybody. But it's a brand name, but the real name should be Cart. So I should have referred to it as a cart, but Toter is a brand name for a company that's made the carts for a long time.
Thanks, Greg. Ray, I'm going to put this question to you. Can a resident opt out of the composting program?
The answer to that is no. But we have to realize that the only basic change that we're making here now is the inclusion of food scraps, because we have been recycling in the city of Sausalito for a matter of many years when it comes to green waste and it comes to bottles, cans, et cetera, et cetera. And so there has never been an opt-out program in earlier years, and we do not envision any opt-out simply because there's an addition of food scraps to the program. Now, the reason that everyone thinks it's important to include food scraps is because studies have shown that food scraps in total amount to over 20% of the total amount going to a landfill. Now, an average resident might think that certainly doesn't apply to them, and it could very well not apply to them. But when you think in terms of all the restaurants, et cetera, and so forth, that food waste really adds up and amounts to a significant addition to the total refuse collection.
Well, thanks, Ray. Has this program, the way it's being implemented or proposed to be implemented, has that met what the Sustainability Commission envisioned when it proposed this program?
Yes. It has done extremely well. When we the commission first made the official set of recommendations to the city council on October 4th, we had a total of 10 recommendations at that time. Of those 10, 9 of them have been implemented, and the 10th one is going to be considered at a later date. And that was the one that where we said that all collection should be at curbside, and that will not happen now.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being here today. You have shed a lot of light on composting for my listeners.
Thanks again having us. The commission intends to do a lot more of advising and educating the public as to what this program is about, so you may consider this as just a very beginning.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate you inviting us here tonight and today to give us our opportunity to speak for the program. I know that we're going to face a lot of challenges in getting everything out to everybody and making sure the program runs smooth. And we'll work with residents who can't manage to get maybe their food scraps down to the curb or have issues with access to their property with the toters or that third option of the cart, you know, really might come into play. But, you know, we really are looking forward to the chance. I mean, it's something we haven't had here in Sausalito, and the carts are going to be hopefully an addition that the city finds works out well.
Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.